The top 10 things you can learn from an animal communication session. Hi, it's Tricia here. Have you been thinking about getting an animal communication session done with your horse or pet? Are you curious to know what you might learn? Or wondering what sorts of questions you should ask? Well, here are the top 10 things that tend to come up in animal communication sessions. Number one, the first thing most people want to know is whether their animal is happy. I think deep down we usually do know the answer ourselves, but it can be really reassuring to get confirmation from someone who doesn't know either of you personally. Perhaps when you suspect the answer is no, it's easier to hear it from someone else. We all want reassurance that we're doing the right things, as well as wanting our animals to know that we're doing the best we can. And if they're not happy, we can ask why not and how we can help them with that. The second thing people always ask is, are they healthy? You might have a suspicion that something's not quite right, or maybe you've been unable to pinpoint what's going on with your animal. Maybe they're getting older and you'd like to know how they're coping health-wise. An animal communication session can bring up these things that you might not have considered or confirm your gut feeling. My sessions also include distance healing where required. The third most popular question is, are they in any pain? If your pet is injured in some way, is sick or ill, it's really nice to know whether or how much pain they're in. They may look like they're in pain when actually they're just feeling really sorry for themselves. Or maybe they're super stoic, in a whole lot of pain and just sucking it up. There can be a variety of reasons for that, from not wanting to upset you to not wanting to go back to the vet. The fourth most popular question people ask is, do they like where they live? If you've moved house or moved your horse to a new adjustment or grazing, you might want to know how they're feeling about it. Is it okay? Do they like it better or worse than the last place? Is there anything I can do to help them settle in? The fifth question is, do they like me? Do they love me? We all want to know that, don't we? And number six is, do they like their job? Animal communication can be a useful way of identifying what your animal would ideally like to do. Does your horse like dressage, or would he rather do some jumping? Does he like showing off at competitions, or would he rather go for rides on the beach? Number seven is, do they know that I love them? We all just want to be liked or loved, right? But can you tell if your animals know they're loved? Let me ask them for you. And you remember to verbally tell them too. The eighth most popular question is their diet okay? A really high percentage of the animals that I do sessions for need something removed from their diet. And animal communication is just one way that you can have your animal's diet energetically checked to see if right now it's what they need. Number nine is there anything they need or want? We'd all do just about anything for our pets if we just knew what it was they wanted or needed. And before you think, well, the horses will all just ask for more carrots. In over 700 horse communication sessions, that has only happened once. Most animals don't ask for anything at all. I think they're just happy to have been asked and happy that someone is listening to them. By asking them the question, they realise that actually their owner cares and wants to do the best for them. And question number 10 for horse people is, does their tack fit? Maybe your saddle seems fine to you, but your horse has been objecting to it. Maybe it was professionally fitted, but doesn't seem quite right. So let's ask your horse. Of course, there are a multitude of other questions we can ask our animals. What would you ask yours? Let me know in the comments. If you want to know more, you can book an animal communication session with me. And if you'd like to develop your own animal communication skills, grab my Insider's Guide to Animal Communication. It's a 12-page ebook to help you understand and communicate better with your own horse. The link's at the bottom of the blog. Till next time, keep connecting with your animals.